Well, good afternoon.
Oh, 下午好。
It's an honor and a privilege to be here.
我真的感到很荣幸来到贵教会。
And I'm looking forward to releasing God's word into your spirit.
我期待要将神的一些的话语跟他的能力要浇灌在我们教会里面。
As Pastor was sharing, we need an encounter with the Lord.
就像刚才刘牧师讲的，我们需要跟神有一个亲密的个人的。
When you have an encounter, you have a moment that changes your life.
当你跟神相遇的时候呢，那个时刻就会让你改变。
Everybody's moment happens in different ways.
每一个人的时刻都不同，都在不同的情况当中。
For Zacchaeus, his moment was up in a tree.
当我们早上我们谈到这位撒加利亚，他是在树上。
For Eutychus, it was when he fell out of a third-story window and Paul raised him up.
有一个叫罗切古的从三楼上掉下来，但是那个时刻正是他与主遇见的时刻。
So you can meet God in a high place.
你可以跟神在一个很高的地方相遇。
Or in a low place.
或者是在跌到地上的相遇。
But whatever place you meet him, your life will be changed.
但不管在什么地方遇见神的时候，你的生命就会改变了。
And I pray that this message today,
我祷告今天现在这个信息
would help you have this encounter.
我帮助你啊，跟神有这样子奇遇。
So Lord, I pray that you would minister to every man.
主啊，我们祷告，我们每一个人都要跟你相遇。
That their hearts would be changed, their lives touched and transformed.
他们的心被改变，他们的生命也要被改变。
That every one of them will come out of their difficult place into their fruitful place.
我在一个很困难的状况之下，要进入一个结果子的人生里面。
And they would have an encounter with you.
他们要与你亲自相遇。
And so, what I want to do today is, I just want to put a thought within your spirit.
我要把一些从神来的一些的想法放到你们心里面。
About the power of an encounter.
这是一个相遇的一个能力。
I began to study a little bit on a man by the name of Jacob.
我在深入的研究了雅各这个人。
Who God changes his name to Israel.
神把他的名字改变成为以色列。
Because he had one moment where he had to wrestle.
他在一个特别的时刻呢跟神摔跤。
Have you ever been in a season where life was a struggle?
你有没有在一段的时间当中你的生命的确经历了很大的挣扎？
Have you ever been in a time where it's been so difficult you didn't know if you were coming or going?
你都不知道你是要去还是来。
Have you had to make a decision and you can't make up your mind?
你是不是在某一些的时候呢，你都没有办法做一些决定？
Well, sometimes these are not seasons that God puts us in. These are seasons we put ourselves in.
这很多的时候不见得是我神把这些的情况放在你里面，可能是你自己放进去的那个很。
To understand the season that Jacob is in,
去了解这个雅各在什么样子的状态当中。
We got to understand where it started.
我必须要知道它什么时候开始。
And where it ends.
什么时候结束。
But remember Isaiah 46:10.
你要记得，以赛亚书46:10.
God has declared your end from the beginning.
神从起初就已经看到未来。
We must remember.
我们必须要知道。
Before we ever had a problem, there was an answer.
你们要知道，在你所有的问题的时候，你已经有了一个答案。
The Bible says that Jesus was the Lamb slain before the foundation of the earth.
圣经上讲得很清楚，在羔羊在创世之前就已经被杀了。
This means there was a solution before there was a problem.
这意思就是说，我们问题的解答是在发生之前就有了。
There was a resolution before there was a mistake.
这就有一个解决的方案在你有这个问题之前。
There was one that was risen before there was one that fell.
有一个让你重新起来的力量在我们甚至人还没有堕落之前。
And so if we could understand these principles,
如果我们知道这样子的原则,
the outcome that will be in your life will be victorious.
这样子你在人生的最后都是成为得胜的。
Everybody all over the world right now is fearing the word judgment.
现在整个的世界都在胆战心惊的在面对审判。
But if you're in Christ, your judgment is not before you, it's behind you.
如果你在基督里面的话，那么审判不是在你面前，而是已经过去了。
And so when you stand before the Lord, you will stand victoriously.
所以当你站在主的面前的时候，你是一个得胜者。
Because his blood already covered you.
因为他的宝血已经完全遮盖你了。
God has forgiven you of your past, your present, and even your future sins.
神已经把你过去、现在、甚至未来的罪都已经赦免了。
And so we must understand that we don't fear judgment.
所以我们必须要明白，你再也不会害怕审判了。
When you study the word judgment from the Greek,
你从希腊文来了解这个审判的字的时候，
it's the word krisis.
这是它的字叫 krisis.
This word translates into English.
这个字翻译成英文，
and it means crisis.
这个就是危机。
So when you are in a season of judgment, you're in a time of crisis.
在这个审判的这个时刻当中呢，你是在一个危机当中。
Here's the good news.
那好消息是
，When you're in a crisis, God doesn't care how you got there.
那神不会太刻意的在意你如何进入这样子的危机当中。
His question is, how are you going to come out?
他的问题是说，你怎么样从这个危机当中出来？
So the way out of your crisis is your language.
这个从危机当中出来的是你所说的话。
Your language is not a part of your mind.
这个话不是你的思想。
Your language is a manifestation of your heart.
这个话是你里面显明出来的话。
The word of God says,
这个神的话说,
out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks.
心里面所充满的嘴巴就说出来。
And so we must understand that God is in the touching of our heart business.
所以神他是在做什么呢？他是在负责要触动你的心的。
But in the book of Isaiah,
在以赛亚书里面,
we see that, that Isaiah has a downcast language.
我们看见那个以赛亚呢，他呢，他讲的事情是非常的道地的。
The angel of God goes to the altar of God.
这个天使呢，到这个坛上面的时候，祭坛上的时候，
and he takes a hot coal and touches his mouth.
他呢，把那个祭坛上的火炭呢，就触摸那个以赛亚的嘴唇。
When the angel touches his mouth, the question becomes, what changes in the prophet?
在当那个火炭呢触摸到以赛亚的时候，那现在你要看见的是以赛亚他什么东西被改变了。
We would think it's his mouth.
我们就以为是他的嘴巴改变了。
But it's not.
但不是。
Because it's his heart.
是他的心。
Today, what God is after is touching the heart.
他现在我们神今天要做的服事是要触摸你的心，改变你的心。
I know not one of you in this church has ever been angry.
我不知道你们当中是不是每一个人都曾经很生气过。
Church down the street and others you may know, but not you.
这个也许另外一家教会他们的人都会生气，但不是你们啦。
You have too much of a beautiful face to ever seem angry.
你们都太漂亮了，所以没有人会生气的。
But I know that sometimes getting on the 580 or the 680 or the 280 freeway.
如果你们常常在580、680这些高速公路上开车的时候，
sometimes other people make a mistake.
有些时候这开车的人犯了一些的错误，
and they cut you off.
他们在你面前闯进来，
and immediately,
但立刻的，
you become,
你就变成
frustrated.
你很觉得很生气。
Not you here, just someone you know.
不是你们当中的啦，就是你知道有一些人是这样的。
You've seen this on the freeway.
你看到这些人是在那个高速公路上。
For some reason, when someone gets cut off,
看到有人就在你面前突然闪进来的时候
，They move over two lanes.
他们马上呢就
，They hit the accelerator.
他们马上呢用那个加速器呢加速离开那两条
line。Speed up real fast.
他们就开始往前冲，冲得很快。
Only to look at the person they're mad at.
看看说到底是哪个家伙呢？这样敢挡我的路。
You want to tell them they're number one.
告诉他们，给他一个中指哈。
But you don't want to use this finger.
但是你不要用这个手指哈。
I know you don't ever use.
我知道你从来不会把手指手伸出来。但是
someone you've seen uses that.
你知道啊，有些人他会吃醋的。
And they.Suddenly,
但是他们突然之间
recognize there's nothing they can do about it.
他们突然觉得哦，原来我对他也不能做任何的事情。
And immediately, when it's a believer that does this,
但是如果说有一个信耶稣的人做这样的事情
，they begin to repent.
他们要开始悔改。
And they say, Lord, forgive me.
哦，主啊，你赦免我。
This was my old man.
这是我的老旧的人。
How many of you know that the old man is dead?
有多少人知道我们老旧的人已经死了？
So when you are telling the guy he's number one,
当我们告诉那个人他是第一名的时候
and you're blaming it on an old man,
那你在指责你老旧的人
you just said he's dead.
你都要说他死了。
But now he's alive.
但是他又活了。
And if he's alive,
他又是活的了。
It means you're communicating with him.
那意思就是说，你跟你那个老死的人又在一起交通了。
How many of you believe in communicating with the dead?
你们当中有没有人说你要跟死人有交通的？
We don't.
我们不 ，right?
It's called necromancing.
那叫什么？
It means to conjure up evil.
你就是好像跟邪恶又沟通沟上了。
And so when you're saying it was my old nature,
如果你说这是我的老旧的个性
，But in Christ your old man passed away. Behold, you've been made new.
Yes, yeah. 但是你知道，在基督里你已经是新人了，你的旧事都过了。
So if you're blaming on an old man, but you believe you're a new man,
如果说你还是在这个斥责，或者是说在对老旧的人你在责备那个老旧的人，但是呢，你说你是一个新人。
You haven't come to stability.
你已经进入一个愚昧的想法。
The Bible says,
圣经说
，A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways.
心怀恶意的人，你不要想从神那里得到什么。
So are you double-minded or Christ-minded?
你是一个心怀恶意的人，还是基督为主的人呢？还没。
Well, the next time I'm in the car with you, I'll find out when someone cuts you off.
我下次在法庭上见到你的时候呢，我会发现到哦，原来你就是那个样子的人。
If you want to tell him he's number one,
如果是告诉那个人是
，We know that there's still immaturity in your life.
我们就知道了你在你的生命当中还是有不成熟的。
And we need to mature in Christ.
我们必须要在基督里面成长。
This is what Jacob is going through.
这就是雅各经历的。
In Genesis chapter 32, verse 22,
在创世纪32章22节
Jacob comes to a place,
雅各到一个地方
called the Fort of Jabbok,
叫做 Court of Duval.
And he says to his children and his wives to cross over.
他到那个亚伯渡口的时候，他就叫他的太太，他的羊群就先过去。
And the Bible says he stays behind alone.
他圣经上讲说，他留在后面一个独自一个。
See, Jacob is in a very difficult place.
所以这个雅各他是在一个非常这个不安全的地方。
Because he's leaving Uncle Laban's house, coming back home.
他离开他舅舅拉班的住处，他一直要到回到家里面去。
He had not been where he's going for 20 years.
他已经离开老家二十年了。
But when he left in a hurry.
他走的时候是走得很急的。
What was the hurry that caused Jacob to leave his home?
那么什么事情是让这个雅各呢急急忙忙地离开他的老家呢？
In Genesis chapter 27, he stole the blessing of his father that was meant for his brother Esau.
因为在创世纪27章的时候呢，他偷了他哥哥以扫的长子的祝福，所以他必须要连夜逃跑。
Jacob was a soft man.
雅各是一个温柔的人。
And Esau was a hunter, a man of the field, a strong man.
那以扫呢，他是一个打猎的人，是一个强壮的男人。
And Esau had it in his heart to kill Jacob.
所以当以扫知道他的长子的名分被偷走了以后，他就要想要谋杀他的弟弟。
The only thing that brought comfort to Esau's mind.
这个唯一让以扫感觉到还有心里得安慰的
was the thoughts he had towards his brother.
就是他有这个要杀他的弟兄的这种的想法。
He was thinking on all the different ways he was going to kill him.
他想了很多的方式要把他的弟弟给宰了。
20 years ago,
那是20年前的事。
Jacob ran away from Esau.
所以20年前呢，这个雅各呢，就从哥哥的这种谋杀当中赶快跑了。But
before he could get there, he had to make a stop.
但是他在逃离他哥哥的过程当中呢，他必须要在一个地方停留一夜。In
Genesis 28, the Bible says he left, in verse 10, it says he left Beersheba and he went towards Haran.
他在28章第10节，他从那个八四八呢，要到哈兰的当中。
The name Beersheba means the promise.
这个八四八就是应许之地。
And the name Haran means dried out or difficult place.
哈兰就是一个干旱之地，或是困难之地。
Jacob's decisions.
那个雅各的决定。
Has now put him in a difficult place.
让他自己进入到一个困难的地方。
But like Jacob, God was with him.
像雅各他就神要与他同在。
When Jacob was in a difficult place, God was with him.
在雅各进入到这个困难的地方的时候，神与他同在。
You might be in a difficult place because of choices.
你可能在因为自己的选择进入到困难的地方。
If God was with Jacob, he will be with you also.
如果神跟雅各同在的话，他也会与你同在。
So when Jacob comes to this difficult place,
当雅各进入到这个比较困难的地方的时候，
The Bible says the sun had set.
圣经说太阳下山了。
And that means he's in the dark.
那意思就是说他进入了黑暗了。And
what does he do?
那他做什么呢?
He takes a rock and makes it his pillow.
他呢，用一块石头做他的枕头。The
rock is a picture of Jesus Christ.
这个石头就是一个耶稣的预表。So
when Jacob laid his head down, he was laying it on the heart of Christ.
他整这个石头的时候呢，就好像他把他整个的人进入到耶稣基督的心里面。You
see the same thing in the New Testament.
你看见同样的事情在新约里。
With John the Baptist. With John the Revelator. John the disciple.
John的弟兄，这个就像耶稣的门徒约翰。
John takes his head and leans it upon the breast of Christ.
约翰呢，这个头靠在耶稣基督的胸膛。
And he hears the heartbeat of heaven.
他已经听到了这个从天上来的心跳。
When Jacob lays his head upon the rock.
当这个雅各呢睡在这个石头上的时候，
he hears the heartbeat of heaven.
他也听到了天上的心跳。
The Bible says that he has a dream.
那圣经说他有了一个梦。
The heavens open up.
哦, 天开了。
He sees a ladder.
他看见那个天梯。
He says, sees the angels ascending and descending.
他看到天使上去跟下来。
The word angel means the messengers.
那个天使意思就是信差。
When Jacob's prayers went up, answers were coming down.
意思就是说，当雅各的祷告上去的时候呢，下来就是他的答案和下来。
And the Bible says, and God is standing above it.
圣经就是说，神就是站在那个地方。
I got good news for you if you're in a difficult place.
如果你有在这个困难的情况当中，我有一个好消息给你。
God is standing over that place.
神就站在你那个困难的地方。
And when he's over it,
当他站在那个地方的时候,
it means he has dominion. He has authority over it.
You
don't have to be afraid of it.
你不必害怕,
because he's ruling.
他是在掌管的,
when Jacob wakes up from his sleep,
他从睡梦当中醒来的时候,
his fear changes to faith.
他的恐惧变成了信心。
He says these words.
他说了这句话,
How awesome is this place?
啊, 这个地方好棒啊,
this is the gateway to heaven.
这是天堂之路,
and I did not know it.
啊, 我竟然不晓得,
I'm here to encourage you.
我要来告诉你, 激励你,
if you're in a difficult place,
你在一个困难的地方,
if you're in a hard place,
这个一个很困难艰难的地方,
God is over it.
神已经站在那个地方,
it's the gateway to your blessing.
这个是通往这个祝福的一条路,
it's the place that will lead to your increase.
这个是一个地方让你可以增加的地方,
it's the place that leads to transformation.
这个是一条路让你成为一个改变的地方,
and God speaks to him and tells him these words.
啊, 神就告诉他这些话,
this very difficult place that you're lying in,
在这个困难的这个地方在你的前面的,
I'm going to bring you back to this place and I'm going to bless you.
我要重新的带回到这个地方祝福你。
Jacob is running for his life.
雅各是逃跑，他的生命危险了。
He's in fear of his brother.
他害怕扫罗会对他不利。
He only stopped to have an encounter.
他逃亡半途当中就遇见了神。
But this encounter is telling him the place you're running from,
这个告诉他说你从什么地方逃跑的,
is the place that God's going to send him back to.
这就是你要将来回去的地方。
How many of you could get excited?
你会不会觉得非常的兴奋呢?
Because God is going to send you to the place you thought you didn't want to go.
这个神会差遣你回去到你本来不想待的地方。
He's going to send you to the place you're running from.
这要从你不想去逃亡的地方要重新回去。
When the season changes,
当这个季节改变的时候,
the place you ran from,
你从那个地方逃出来,
becomes the place you run to.
你要重新的要回去。
So now let's look at the end of the story.
Now,
in Genesis
33,
verse
4,
Jacob is now coming back into the territory of Esau.
Oh, 雅各重新回来到了以扫的那个境界。
And he's afraid.
他害怕了。
Because he doesn't know how Esau feels about him.
他不确定以扫对雅各是否还有怀有恨意。
When Jacob left Esau's presence,
当雅各离开这个以扫的时候,
Esau was telling him, you're the one.
以扫告诉他你就是那个。
The one I'm going to hurt, the one I'm going to kill, the one I'm going to destroy.
那个就是我要去击打你，我就要去击杀你，我就要把你给毁灭掉的。
But in chapter 33,
但是在33章的时候,
when Israel comes back into the territory,
当以色列回到以扫的这个地带的时候,
Israel is who God changed Jacob's name to.
这个以色列就是雅各的名字改成以色列。
When he comes back into the territory,
他回到这个地方的时候,
he had sent some of his children and family this way and that way.
他把他的家庭里面的妻子孩子呢都送到另一头过河去了。
He comes into Esau's presence, bowed down seven times.
他在以扫的这个地方呢，他跪下来七次。
And now Esau runs up on him.
以扫呢就跑到他面前来了。
The Bible says he embraced him.
以扫呢就抱他的。
It says he fell on his neck and he kissed him.
他也一样的跪下来了，跟他相拥。
And there was no anger or bitterness in Jacob. Excuse me, in Esau.
但是在那个时候，以扫并没有对他有任何的苦毒、恶毒。
The question becomes.
那么问题是。
What changed Esau's heart?
什么去改变了以扫的心呢？
Jacob got a word.
雅各得到了一个话。
But what changed Esau's heart?
但是什么改变了以扫的心呢？
Genesis 33:22. When Jacob sent his family across the ford of Jabbok.
雅各呢送了他的孩子们先行的时候，
and he was left alone there.
他最后一个人留在河的这一边。
The Bible says, and he wrestled with a man.
他跟一个人摔跤。
This wrestling is no different than the wrestling you and I do.
这样子的摔跤， 就等于是我们今天在任何的人生的困难当中的摔跤是一样的。
The new nature of Christ in us wrestles with the old nature that is put away.
这好像就是说，我们一个新人跟我们的旧人正在摔跤。
When Jacob is in this place,
当雅各在这样的情况当中的时候，
he's wrestling with an old man.
他在跟他老旧的人在摔跤。
And he's doing it at a specific place.
他在一个很特别的地方。
The place is called Jabbok.
这个地方就是亚伯的渡口。
This name in Hebrew is powerful.
这个名字在希伯来文是非常有能力的字眼。
Because it means to empty out.
它意思就是说要把你里面的东西倒空出来。
It means to deplete to nothing.
这意思就是说把你的倒空成为几乎是没有的。
Have you felt like you're wrestling with life right now?
你是不是现在在生命当中已经有这么样子的挣扎，好像快没力了？
It's because God is depleting the old man mentality.
那是因为上帝正在把你的老旧的人完全倒空。
He's getting rid of and burying once and for all the old nature.
Amen. 他要把你的老旧的人呢倒空出来，要完全把它埋葬。
So Jacob is all alone.
所以雅各他一个人。
And the presence of God grabs hold of him and is wrestling.
荣耀的神同在显现，要跟他一起来摔跤。
The wrestling lasted more than a minute.
那样子的摔跤呢，超过一分钟哦。
It lasted till the dawning of a new day.
他一直到整夜的摔跤，一直到天快亮的时刻。
You will not finish your wrestling match.
你不可能立刻的把这样子的摔跤呢，一下子就解决了。
Until you come to the knowledge that you live in a new day.
你一定要知道一件事情，只等到你真正的明白你是在一个新的日子里面。
The word of God says the mercies of the Lord are new every morning.
我们神给我们的祝福，神给我们的恩典是每一天都是新的。
You don't live in an old day.
你不是在过去的日子得蒙福。
You live in a new day.
你要新的日子得蒙福。
People ask me this question often.
人常常问我这个问题。
Are you an end time prophet?
你是不是一个末日的先知？
And I say no.
哦，不是。
I am a new day prophet.
我是一个新的日子的先知。
Because my past is behind me.
因为我的过去已经在我后面了。
And the mercies of the Lord are set before me.
这神的恩典跟慈爱是在我的眼前。
My duty is to prophesy you into a new day.
我的责任是要预言你进入这个新的神的。
My duty is not to prophesy God's judgment.
我的责任不是告诉你说神要怎么样审判你。
My duty is to prophesy your new day experience.
我的 责任是要告诉你，你未来要怎么样活在这个新的季节里面。
To show you the way out of your crisis.
帮助你啊，从这个你的危机当中出来。
The way out is found in the story of Jacob.
这个出来呢，就是在这个雅各的这个整个故事里面。
He had to pour out his fear.
他必须要把他的恐惧要完全倒空出来。
He had to pour out his anger.
他要从他的这个愤怒当中掏出来。
He had to let go of all of his disappointment.
他必须要让所有他的人生当中的任何的失望要倒空出来。
And he had to trust God at his word.
他必须要相信神的话跟他的应许。
That God was sending him back to the place that he feared.
因为上帝他要差遣他回去，然后去面对这样子的所有的恐惧。
See, the only way you can move past the giant is to slay it.
你能够就通过这个巨人的这个恐怖的这个恐惧呢，你是要把它给斩杀。
And so Jacob has to face his fear.
所以雅各必须要面对他自己的恐惧。
And when he comes to this place,
我们到了这个地方。
He doesn't know if his brother is going to receive him or kill him.
他不知道以扫他的哥哥会不会接待他，或是把他给干掉了。
But can I tell you what happened?
但是我可以告诉你发生什么事情吗？
It's a story of restoration.
这是一个重新恢复的故事。
It's a story of healing and deliverance.
这是一个医治释放的故事。
It's a story of God's victory.
这是一个神得胜的一个故事。
Because when Jacob is wrestling with the man,
当这个雅各跟这个人摔跤的时候
，A new day dawns，
在一个天刚亮的时刻
，The angel of God says, "Let me go. It is daybreak."
天使跟他讲说，让我走吧，已经天亮了。
And Jacob says, "I will not let you go until you bless me."
我不会让你走，除非你现在祝福我。
What does the angel of God do next?
那下面的这个天使要做什么？
He touches him in his hip and he breaks it.
他触碰到他的屁股，他的大腿。
When Jacob's hip is broken,
当他的大腿窝已经破了，损坏了。
He refuses to let go.
他还是不让他走。
And he continues to hang on.
他继续拖着他。
Now he's not leaning on his own understanding, he's leaning into the presence of God.
属灵的意义就是说他不再用他自己的脑袋瓜思想整个事情，他是用的属灵的。
And in that very moment, God confronts him.
那就在那个时刻呢，神与他相遇了。
He says these words.
他就这样说，
What is your name?
你叫什么名字？
The moment Jacob hears this question,
当雅各听到这个问题的时候
，He says, "My name is Jacob."
我的名字叫雅各。
My name is liar, trickster, deceiver, supplanter.
我的名字的意思就是，我是一个欺骗者，我是一个我是一个拐骗者。
My name means to cause others to stumble.
我的名字的意思是叫人家跌倒的意思。
And God says these words to him.
那神接下来跟他说
，Your name is no longer Jacob.
你的名不再叫雅各。
Your name is no longer liar, trickster, deceiver, supplanter.
你不再成为一个欺骗者或者是绊倒人的。
Your name no longer means to cause your brother to stumble or to have issue.
你的名字不再是让你的弟兄绊倒或是让弟兄生气的。
Your name is Israel.
你的名叫以色列。
For you have struggled with God and man.
因为你跟神跟人征战。
And you have prevailed.
你胜利了。
When God took away the name Jacob and gave him the name Israel,
当神把雅各的名字改成以色列的时候，
his brother could no longer be angry.
他的哥哥以扫就不能够再生气了。
When God delivered Jacob into Israel,
当神改变雅各成为以色列的时候，
that old man passed away.
但旧人已经过去了。
Esau was angry at Jacob.
那以扫因为已经这个非常对雅各生气了。
But Esau fell in love with Israel.
后来变成以扫就爱上了雅各。
See, he was angry at one man.
他那个时候是非常对他非常的生气的。
When God buried that man and a new man rose，
当这个旧的人被埋葬的时候，新的人就出来了。
Esau but couldn't help but to love the new man。
所以以扫看见这个新人的时候呢，他不能再生气，只能爱这个弟弟了。
Let me get ready to conclude。
啊，我要开始要结束了。
See, when we are grappling or wrestling through the night,
我们呢好像在整夜祷告，在那边很挣扎的什么事情的时候，
it's because God is calling an old man to pass.
那是因为上帝要使你的老旧的人死去，
and a mature new man to rise.
一个成熟的新的人要长成。
The one that wants to tell people on the freeway they're number one.
你在这个高速公路上告诉他说你是第一的那个，
that's the old man.
那是老的人。
But the new man,
但是新的人
is able to let it go.
啊，就让他过去。
He's able to hold his peace.
他要平安的
and walk in victory.
要在胜利当中行。
I see written over you.
我看见上帝已经在你的身上写了很多字。
Israel,
以色列。
For you have overcome.
因为你已经得胜了。
When I look at you, I don't see bondage.
哦，我看你们的时候，没有任何一个是捆绑。
I see victory.
我看见的是得胜。
See, God has delivered us all out of Egypt.
我们神已经把我们从埃及当中都拯救了。
See, when you study the name Egypt,
你如果去读埃及这个字眼。
Most preachers preach it as bondage and oppression.
很多的讲员他讲说这个就是一个bondage， 就是捆绑。
But when you study it from the Hebrew，
但是如果从希伯来文来读这个埃及
，it means two rivers，
它两条河
，an upper and a lower one，
是一个上流跟下流。
Can I tell you？
我可以告诉你吗
？When you come into Christ，
当你进入到基督里面的时候
，the rivers of Egypt dry up，
那个埃及的河就会干枯。
And a crystal river from the heavens flows through you.
那个水晶似的那个河水就会从天上流进你的心里面。
You're not one river, not two.
你现在只有一条河，不是两条河。
You're a new creation,
你是一个新的人，不再是旧的人。
You are a single-minded person in Christ Jesus.
你就是只有单单在耶稣基督里面的人。
Duality has been washed away.
这个心怀恶意都已经。
And the reality of who Christ lives on the inside of you.
而且真正的耶稣基督就住在你的里面。
So who lives, an old man or a new man?
到底谁住在你里面呢？老的人还是新的人呢？
It depends on where you are in your wrestling now.
那就是在你在什么地方跟神在那边挣扎摔跤。
But I got good news for you.
我有一个好消息给你。
He wins.
他赢了。
You are a new creation.
你是一个新的造的人。
And God has made all things new in your life.
啊，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
This is your day of victory.
这是今天是你得胜的日子。
This is what God had to say to you.
今天的信息就是你是一个得胜的。
Come on, if you receive the good news, give God a hand clap.
如果你得到了这个信息，你就拍手谢谢耶稣。
So the next time you're on the freeway.
那下一次你在高速公路开车的时候
，put it away，
把你那个手指头就放下来
，and pick up your praise，
啊，你就开始敬拜上帝，哈利路亚，赞美上帝。
Your praise will always deliver you，
啊，你的 praise，
your praise，
praise， OK， 赞美，你就会把你这些老旧的人通通压死了。
How many of you are ready to give God a shout of praise?
多少人在我们这个大声的响着给他一个赞美 ？Hello, Hallelujah! Woo!
Yes,
praise the Lord.
Well, I pray that you are blessed and encouraged.
我祷告你们呢都被鼓励了。
You are a new creation.
你是一个新造的人。
My Bible tells me that you are perfectly and wonderfully made.
你我的。圣经告诉我，你们是被造是完美的。
And I know that the Holy Spirit lives in you.
我知道圣灵住在你的里面。
You know the purpose of the Holy Spirit.
你知道圣灵在我们里面是目的是什么吗
？The Holy Spirit convicts the sinner of his sin.
圣灵会让你去认罪。
But the Holy Spirit convicts the righteous of their righteousness.
那圣灵会帮助义人呢，要承认公义的事情。
If you see yourself as a sinner, then you'll be convicted by the Holy Spirit.
如果你看见你自己是个罪人的时候，你是被圣灵责备的。
But if you see yourself as righteous,
如果你看你自己是公义的人。
You won't fall. What you'll do is you'll make the right choice in the midst of your crisis.
那在这个危机当中，或者是在一个混乱的世界当中，你会做一个正确的决定，是做一个公义的决定。
The Holy Spirit convicts the righteous man of what is righteous.
那圣灵会这个促使我们公义的人做。
So when you want to tell the guy he's number one, righteousness comes.
当我们说这个不够公义的时候，
and praise is lifted.
如果说我们举手，我们要开始这个赞美我们的神的时候，
that's the sign of the new man living in you.
这就是你已经有新的人住在你的里面了。
And that's the sign of maturity.
这是一个成熟的记号。
That's the way out of every crisis.
这就是你从一个危机当中能够跳脱出来的记号。
God wants to lead us to greater places.
神要带领我们往高处行。
Can I pray for you?
And may I?
The tan, yes.
Susanna, come.
Susanna, your name.
Okay. 我在录呀。Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Susanna, your name means a trumpet. And I hear the Spirit of God say, I'm returning your language. I don't know why, but for some reason, you've lost your voice. You've lost the power to speak what's in your heart. And I see it found in Mark chapter 10,starting in about verse 48 through 52. There is a man by the name of Bartimaeus, and he's crying out, Son of David, have mercy on me. But there is a system of religion that tells him, Shh, you're going to bother the master. And I heard the Lord say that you grew up with people saying, Shh, to your life. When that happens,You think in your mind your voice is of no value. And when your voice becomes of no value, you stop speaking. And without a spoken word, the mountain can't be removed. You are facing a mountain, but the only way the mountain will remove is when you open your mouth. This is your declare it, decree it.And move it season. This is your time to speak to what is difficult, and I will cause it to erode and be no more. Amen. For the word of the Lord is in your mouth. Prophesy. Amen. My spirit is in you. Speak to it, and it will fall. Amen. It cannot stand. This circumstance that has raised its head against you and is trying to dominate you, I will break its power, and I will remove it. The Lord says, no good thing will be kept back from you and whom I love, for I will send forth my word, and I willExpedite the process and bring about a new day and bring about your victory. The Lord says, do not remain silent. Open your mouth and speak it out. Even as Bartimaeus cried out all the more, he said, he received his healing and so shall you receive your victory. I release it upon you to speak to your season and see it change, says the Spirit of the Lord.
Amen.
Oh my, that was my assignment. I feel good.
Amen.I feel good.
Go home right now and be like, I fulfilled it.
Amen.
And so I know that I know that that word is causing whatever circumstance and mountain she's facing to be changed.
Amen.
Today.
Hallelujah.
Can I pray for you in the blue?
Double, yeah. 到前面，再前面一点。
Just lift up your hands.
If I had.
I heard the Spirit of God say these words. He says, you are more than a conqueror. And he says, this very declaration means you've conquered and you will conquer again and again. For the Lord says, this is your set time to speak the word into your family, into those that know me but don't walk with me. Speak my word and see me begin to turn their hearts. Proverbs 21 declares, the heart of a king is in the hand of the Lord, and he turns it in the direction in which it shall go. The Lord says, my word is in your heart. Begin to turn your family, and they will have a bend. This word bend means to turn towards the things of God. The Lord says, I am putting my word before your family, and their hearts will change, and their countenance will brighten. He says, out of your mouth will flow honey, and it will cause the countenance of the downcast to rise up and to find strength. The Lord says, not only am I for you, I'm with you. And he says, and I'm not only for your family, but I'm with them, and I will bring change and transformation. For this is the set time of reformation, healing, and deliverance. This is a set time where my goodness will bring an encounter, and the lives of those in whom you love will not remain the same. For I am the God that healeth thee and your family, says the Spirit of God. I'm telling you. Can I pray for you? This is what I heard the Spirit of the Lord say. He says, you are a trumpet of good news. He says, you're a messenger of life, of hope, and a glory. The Lord says, you carry the spirit of Ananias. And he says, the spirit of Ananias is filled with grace and mercy. And he says, if you would open your mouth, people like Saul would be transformed into Pauls. He says, you're going to have the power to speak to people who say, I don't believe in God, and I have no need of God. But when you finish ministering to them, their threats and their fears will all be dried up, and their pains will be no more, and the glory of God will be found. The Lord says, you're a messenger of grace, and you'll say to them, may your eyes be opened, and lay hands on them, and immediately the ways of the world will fall from them, and the ways of the kingdom will come upon them. He says, I impart the ways of the king on the inside of you to give to a people to have their eyes open to my promise, says the Spirit of God. I'm telling you, God's grace is here. I'm going to pray for you. Quickly. Jesus, this is what I heard the Spirit of the Lord say. He says, this is your season to move. This is not your season to sit. It's your season to advance. And in advancing, it means to change your location. The scripture that came to me is found in the book of John, the 5th chapter. And the Bible says that Jesus came to a man who had a condition for 38 years. He knew he had been that way for a long time. There is some outline troubles that have been with you for a long period of time. And I hear the Spirit of God say, I'm going to deal with the spirit of infirmity. I'm going to cause strength to come, but I'm going to cause your heart to move. For some reason, you have believed the lie that God is not with you. You have believed the lie that you're all alone. And when Jesus said to the man, do you want to be made well? He said, I have no man to put me in the water. I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, you are next. You don't need man, you need me. And I come to you today to lift you up out of the season of the burden, out of the season of sorrow, out of the season where you have felt alone, and I'm showing you, not only am I with you, but I'm for you, and I am going to move on your behalf and bring a change to the situation and circumstance, restoring hope, life, and joy unto you. This is a brand new day. This is a start of where your wrestling comes to an end and a new day rises. The Lord says the day of your struggle must be put behind you because you declare a new day is set before you. I'm telling you, today God wants to begin to shift some of the things that we've been going through. He wants to bring an end to some troubles that we've been facing, and he wants to launch us forward. I'm telling you, isn't today the day where we moved our clock, what? Forward. I'm here to proclaim to you, this is the prophetic word. He said, even as the time moves forward, so is your life. I am moving you forward into the day of the Lord. I'm bringing you into your season of advancement. 1 Samuel chapter 13, and it says, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. The word forward doesn't mean straight ahead, says the Lord. It means to be lifted up and over. I'm here to prophesy to you, says the Lord, that your problem is now behind you. And the day of the Lord is set before you. It's your season to march. It's your season to run. It's your season to possess all that you have for you. Come on, if you believe that, say yes.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Something is shifted within the atmosphere. Something is changing within the heart of a people. I'm telling you.
He
wants you to go forward.
See,
something on the inside of us has to grab hold of the promises that He has given us. Come here, Miss Tiffany. I hear the Spirit of God saying these words. Even your willingness to run and to step into, your willingness to be obedient. The Lord says, fear not about this next season, for everything that I have for you will surely be worked out. For I have you here in this set season, because in this house you're going to grow. Everything's going to begin to flourish around you. The Lord says, I have made you a cufflink. He says, you are a stopgap. You're the one that bridges the places and puts people where there needs to be. He says, you are an advocate, not just for one, but for all to come together in unity. You are the spirit of agreement. You are the sound of symphoneo. You are the sound that causes a harmony to rise. And out of that harmony, there will be a sound of rejoicing. For surely I've anointed you to be one who will release the sound of unity. For the Spirit of the Lord says, even as the Word of God declares how pleasant and wonderful it is that brethren dwell together in unity, God says, you are that sound that drips from the heaven and that renews the mind and the heart of a people, and they shall see the goodness of the Lord come upon them. For you will bring them into a brand new day experience, because you will connect them to destiny, says the Spirit of God. I'm telling you, I feel the power of God right now. All God wants to do is launch you. All He wants you to do is to ascend. This is the day of change, the time of transformation. This is the day where something old passes and something new begins. This is the season of hunger. This is your moment for an encounter. This is your moment for an experience. So come here. Right here. Yes.
Listen, come.
I hear the Spirit of God say, get ready. This is a day of an outpouring. This is a day of refreshing. This is a day where my strength and mercy comes upon you. He says, get ready, because I'm about to cause the floodgates of heaven to open, and I'm going to cause the fountain of the deeps to break open. And He says, and I'm going to cause the ark that you all shall rise. He says, son, this is the time and the season where old things pass, and the only things that live is the new nature of Christ. He said, today I'm filling you with the power to live in a brand new day experience. I'm filling you with the presence to experience my goodness and mercy in a whole nother way. Surely my presence has come upon you to bring you into a brand new day. I'm telling you, I feel the power of God.
Hallelujah. Wow.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
The young lady in the hat right here, the glasses. Yes. I'm telling you, just lift up your hands. And I heard the Spirit of the Lord say these words. Do not fear. Do not fear. Have I not kept you, and will I not prosper you? Do not fear. He says, don't look to the left or to look to the right, but look straight ahead. For the way of the kingdom is set before you and your household. Have I not prospered you? Have I not blessed you? Have I not kept you? Not only in health, but have I not kept you in financially? In the times where others have crumbled, you have remained strong. The Lord says, O daughter of Zion, know that the grace of God is sufficient upon your life, and I shall cause great blessing. The Lord says, get ready, because I'm going to cause my mercies to flow out of your mouth, and you're going to see the very heart's cry of your family begin to radically turn. He says, today is the day of change. It's the day of transformation. I am sending my word into your family, and I'm filling them. I am bringing them out of old traditional ways, and I'm bringing them into the newness of life. For surely I'm making my name great, and it will be written upon your heart, and it will be written upon the hearts of generations to come. For surely my mercy will endure, and my grace will be sufficient. I will cause blind eyes to be opened and deaf ears to be unstopped. When the blind eyes are opening, they shall come alive to the kingdom. And the ones that have the stopped up ears, they will begin to hear the message of salvation in life, and they shall receive it and be made saved. Get ready for a move of God through your family. The image says, the Spirit of the Lord. I'm telling you, God is doing something right now. This is what I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying. You will no longer be tormented in your mind. Put your hands down. Put your hands down. And I hear the Lord saying, your mind will come to a perfect peace.
Amen.
He said, the things that have caused you fear and torment through the night, they are now broken.
Amen.
He says, I'm falling upon the neck of this fear, and I'm destroying it. The things that have wounded your ears and hurt your heart as a young woman, he said, those things are now lifted off of you once and for all.
Amen.
He says, you will not scream in torment, but you will shout with a victorious praise. The praise of God is coming upon you.
The fear of man,
the fear of things, it is broken. And the love of God comes upon you and sets you free. The power of God is here to set someone at liberty. The power of God comes to not just set someone free, but to make them free.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, there is a
man
in the morning right now.
Hallelujah.
He is making all things new. I'm telling you, I can feel the goodness of God. I can see God shifting minds.
So we have to give
hearts.
He's
bringing forth His peace. Lift up your hands. Fall on us, Holy Spirit. Really rise up within us. Let a fresh river flow from us.
Where
those that are in need might be refreshed. Use us as change agents in this world. To bring forth life everywhere we go. So the heart of a people would be healed. We don't fear the world. But we reverence you. You're all that I fear. I thank you, Holy Spirit.
感谢主, 谢谢耶稣,
for your power coming. How you descended in this room. And you're bringing change into the hearts of every person. No one will leave here the same. Your presence. We receive it now. See, there's a glory in here. There's a glory in here.
Hallelujah.
This young man in the gray, I pray for you. Because God wants to bring an encounter to you. What's your name?
James.
James. Just lift up your hand. James, this is what I heard the Spirit of God say. He said, if you would believe me, I would prosper you. He said, if you would believe me, I would cause things to be put before you that you would find success in. I literally hear the Lord saying, I want to make your little something great. But don't despise small beginnings. It's not what a man nor a woman can give to you. It's only what I can give to you. It's not a matter of what you could acquire. He says it's a doing of what I give. And the Lord says, I want to give to you the power to sow seed and to see increase. I hear the Lord saying, if you would not sow sparingly, you would not reap in that manner, you would reap bountifully. I hear the Lord saying, you're going to learn the benefits of the kingdom. And I know that your conversion is not long ago. And I hear the Spirit of God saying, but I will make you a Joseph. I will cause you to be a solution. And I will cause you to be an answer to problems. He said, I'm going to roll away the stones of judgment. I don't know why, but I saw stones of judgment being thrown at you. And I literally saw you being wounded as a young man by the opinion of people. And they told you what you couldn't be instead of what you could be. And the Lord says, I'm rolling away that stone and I'm calling you out of that place. And I'm calling you into the land of success. He says, what you put your hands to, it will now prosper. What you put your heart to, it will now achieve. You're not going to look at someone else, what they can do for you. You're going to look at God and what God has for you.
Amen.
I hear the Spirit of God say, I'm writing my name in your heart and I'm changing. changing the way you have looked at things, for surely my goodness and mercy will come upon you and bring about change. For the Lord says, I am removing the torment. I'm removing the heartache. I'm removing the sadness. Most people would not know that there is times where you have bouted with oppression and depression, that you have battled with sadness, and you think it's a lady that brings hope, but the Lord says it's what's in her. It's the sound of love. And what you've been looking for, son, is not found in the woman. It's what is in the woman. It is my goodness and mercy. And he says, today, I'm going to put my spirit on the inside of you. I'm going to impregnate your spirit with my presence, and I'm going to cause you to hunger and thirst for righteousness. He says, you're not just going to go to church. He says, you're going to become the Word. He says, you're going to become one that's so in love with the Word of God that you'll read it and learn it, memorize it, and recite scriptures. And before you know it, you will begin to talk of my goodness and mercy, and your family will encounter a change and a reformation. You grew up in a place that didn't necessarily need God, but you need me. And the Lord says, and if you would allow me to saturate you, this need will bleed from you, not in a negative way, but it will leak out of you, and it will cause your family and those in whom you love to have a transformation. For surely my presence is coming upon you, and I'm radically changing your mind. For every word that pushed you down and made you feel like it couldn't, he said, I empty it out of you, and today I put my new word in you. You are an overcomer. You are the mighty. You are a Joseph. You are a man built for success, and all that you touch, all that you touch, you will find favor in. The Lord says, believe it. Even in the realm of work, I hear the Lord saying, it's easy to sit back and watch others do it, but the Lord says, this is your season to enter into it. He says, you're going to become not just a help to the one that's been helpful to you, but you're going to have an aspiration. The Lord says, you have a gift of communication, and if you would use it, I would cause you to prosper. The Lord says, get ready, because I'm going to reassign life to you. I'm going to reassign new things, and I'm going to cause you to prosper. This is the day of change and transformation. This is your day of a radical renewal. I am filling your heart with mercies and love. I'm filling you with the power of a new day experience. When you get up, your mind is going to be at liberty. You have been dwelling with headaches. You've been dwelling with like a congestion, but I hear the Spirit of God saying, I break it off of you, and I'm moving you into a brand new day where your mind will be clear and your language will be crystal. And as you speak and think, it will flow from heaven, and it will be established as a new day. Get ready, for you are experiencing a reformation like that of a man by the name of Gideon in the Bible. God says, today you're discovering that you're a man of might and a man of valor. I release it upon you, says the Spirit of the Lord. See, Gideon had this thought that he was the least in his father's house. But by the time God finished, God called him not only a man of valor, but he was a deliverer. You don't see it, but you're going to be not just a man of valor, but you're going to be a deliverer for many people. You're going to deliver your family out of bondage. You're going to deliver them into a brand new day experience. I'm telling you, hidden inside of you is business aspirations. But now it's the time to begin to learn it and perfect it to find success. Not through others, but for yourself. I'm telling you, something's changing. There's a healing taking place between you and your father. And it needs to take place. Because there's such a bitterness. And you have always felt like you haven't measured up. Yep. But I heard the Lord say, today I heal you from that place. Amen. And I put my signature upon you. I put my approval on you. Amen. And this day I change your life, says the Spirit of God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Wow. This is...
I'm telling you, he ain't come to church to take a nap. But I'm telling you, he is overwhelmed by the presence of God.
Amen.
See, God has a way of bringing an encounter.
Amen.
That changes our world.
Hallelujah.
And so I pray that today his world is changed.
Amen.
And nothing will remain the same.
Yes.
God, I feel good.
Yeah. He had a real trouble with his dad.
Yeah.
A real trouble.
Well,
for years.
Well, I just declare from this day forward, may the words of love flow out of his mouth.
Amen.
Because, son, the word declares that love never fails.
May
perfect love come out of your mouth towards your father.
完全的爱.
May you be able to speak love to those who have mistreated or even hurt you. May you speak love and watch love flourish. Bringing healing and change to all. In Jesus' name, I'm telling you. See, he's going to be wore out later tonight. It's called deliverance.
他今天晚上会很累，这叫做释放。
Do you realize that when you're delivered, it just means a burden came off?
你知道什么叫释放吗？就是把你的内在的负担通通都丢掉了。
He's going to recognize what he's been carrying for many years in his life.
多少年？扛在身上的肩膀的。
One of the greatest things you can do is come to Jabbok.
你最棒的就是到亚伯渡口。
And pour out your complaint, your frustration, your sorrow.
你把你所有一切的这个埋怨啊、重担啊都脱落了。
And let God take it up.
让神来帮你。
I believe that God took it up today on His behalf.
在今天，在James身上。
That's why he's crying. It's because it's an encounter.
因为他已经遇见神。
I can't preach about it and not demonstrate it.
我不能在，我。 讲到不能够没有这个操练。
And I guarantee you, you've met many great men and women of God through this ministry.
我告诉你，我的服事当中有很多人就像这样改变的。
But I just recognize that I'm different.
我突然发现到我有点不太一样。
I'm a man of God, but I'm the Word.
我现在就好像是神的话。Demonstration
of God's Word.
我现在就告诉大家怎么样来实现神的话。
And I just want to let you know, for those of you that don't follow me on social media,
你们当中可能都没有人在这个媒体上面来。
You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
你可以在Twitter上面、Instagram还有Facebook上面可以看到我。
And Monday through Friday for 10 years, I have posted the Word of the Lord.
我在过去十年当中呢，我天天在上面呢，那个神的话。
So if you want a word,
你需要有一句话吗？
Go to my website, go to my Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, and you will find thousands of prophetic words.
你会发现到有成千上百的这个。
And God will minister to you.
那神会,
and if you're interested, every Thursday night, our ministry goes live on YouTube and Facebook.
我们在那个礼拜四的晚上呢，在这个Facebook跟YouTube上面有直播。
And I preach like I did here, and I prophesy like I just did.
我怎么样子的这个讲道，还有就像这个多的。The world
is logging in for the word of the Lord.
那全世界人很多人都来看我这样。You're
only 90 minutes away from where I am.
你就90分钟而已。You
can go to my studio and experience the power of God like this.
你可以到我那个摄影棚里面，可以经历神的能力。So
if you're interested in taking a day trip to Merced,
如果有一天如果到 Merced 去的话。
To go experience the word of the Lord.
你要去经历神的话,
and be part of about 30 to 40 people that gather in a room.
如果你愿意的话,
I prophesy to the crowd as well as those that are online.
我对于这个现场的人还有网络上的人，我直接对他们发预言。
What the heavens are declaring.
当这个天
So if you would just look up Prophet Rob Sanchez on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, any social media platform that I mention, you will find my page, hit that like button, and join us and hear what God is saying. Because I believe he's changing lives.
我相信如果你们愿意的话，你们可以在那个 Facebook 啊 YouTube 上面呢，用我的名字就会找到，然后进去。
And so I just wanted to let you know that if you feel like, oh, he didn't prophesy, Monday through Friday, there is a prophetic word posted every single day. Somebody asked me, when are you going to quit?
有人问我说, 你什么时候会停止啊?
And I said, when God stops speaking.
当神叫我不要说的时候。
My duty is to be a messenger.
啊，我的责任就是成为一个神的信差。
And to be a word of encouragement.
啊，是要鼓励大家的话语。
I pray that you were blessed and encouraged through our ministry today.
啊，我祷告你今天啊能够领受到神从神来的祝福。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I'll tell you what. I feel good. I'm going to hand it back over to you.
Okay.
Unless there's anything else.
Okay. I don't know. But I believe there's a lot of people they want to be prayed. I don't know.
Well, I'm telling you, the word of the Lord was strong. If you didn't hear
what
God was saying,
神的道很强, huh?
If you want prayer, just raise your hand. I know I prayed for many of you. If I prayed for you,
我想要被祷告，我举手一下，赶快。
No. If I prayed for you in the morning, I'm not praying for you in the evening, second service. But if I have not prayed for you,
如果还没
就
祷告过了，还没有祷告过人，请举手。
I didn't pray for you. Oh my.
No, not yet.
Forgive me.
These are my worship team.
Okay, who's on the worship team?
谁在
you. Okay, come here real quick.
Worship team 的上来来 ，worship team come. Hallelujah.
Help that man.
感谢主，来往前一点，往前一点哈，往前一点 ，yes。
So just you four, okay.
She has been pray,
okay,
twice.
What's your name?
Scott.
Scott, I heard the Spirit of the Lord say these words. There is a new sound of liberty that will come out of you. But it won't be the sound of music, it'll be the sound of your message. For I am causing the word of God to flow. And he says, as you speak, he says, wisdom will come forth. Faith like Moses, strength like Joshua, and a presence like Peter, that when you walked, people were healed. I hear the Spirit of God saying, I'm putting a fresh anointing all over you. He said, the day where you have felt dry is over. This is a day of saturation. It's a day of glory. He says, you are a teacher of the Word of God. He says, you carry that spirit of Moses, which means to educate. Something in you wants to educate people by the Word. And he says, the Word will be good through you, says the Spirit of God. Tell me your name.
Apple.
Hi, Apple. I heard the Spirit of God say, you are meaningful to me. One of the things that you've had a struggle with is feeling of value. But the Lord says, know that you are a woman of honor and a vessel of glory. And he says, I'm removing the fear of inadequacy, and I'm removing the thought that you're not significant. The Lord says, I've never called you to be wallpaper. I've called you to be a centerpiece. Something that is seen and viewed and looked upon for the beauty that it is. And the Lord says, this is a day, a time, and a season of great healing in your life. He says, I am filling you up, and out of you will come a fragrance that will bless my people, an aroma that will attract my people to the presence of God. He says, get ready, for many will come, and you will speak, and you will minister life to them and over them, and their world will change in a day. He says, the things that oppressed, the things that made you sad, he said, they're broken from you this day. What's your name?
Joseph.
This is what I heard the Spirit of God say. He says, this is the season in which I will lay the axe to the root, and the things that are not meant to be will be removed. He says, this is the season of pruning of the tree, because I desire to make you increase or doubly fruitful. He says, get ready. The season of old is now behind you, and you're two steps ahead into your new season. I heard the Lord say, even as the clock advanced today, so did you. Something spiritually has shifted in you, Joseph. And he says, says, and in this shift, you will see the greater blessings of God. Get ready, because what you put your hand to, like Joseph in the Bible, I will put favor and grace over you. And all that you touch, I will make fruitful. For this is the season where you will become not just a dreamer, but the voice of interpretation that begins to solve problems. God says you will be a man of wisdom. You will be a word of wisdom. When your mouth opens, you will help people solve crises in their natural life as well as their spirit. And as you help them solve the crisis, great promotion and favor will come to you. I just release you to a great place, says the Spirit of the Lord. What's your name?
Irene.
Hi, Irene. This is what I heard the Spirit of the Lord say. He says, you are a songbird like a canary. And he says, in your heart is to praise me. But he says, the day of feeling like you're boxed or limited in your mind is over. He said, I open the door and I say, be free. Soar, but find your resting place in the tree. Find out your full identity, and from that identity, sing out, and you will see people that were bound set at liberty. People broke find healing. Those in despair, full of sorrow, finding life. He says, you are a songbird of life. You are a messenger of hope. And as you open your mouth, life will come out of you, and life will go into the areas of the broken heart, and it will cause them to see my goodness and understand my mercy. For you are a sound spoken from heaven, released upon the earth to bring people into a new day experience, says Amen. The Spirit of God.
Amen.
Okay, who else needed prayer? Because I have not prayed for you. You in the black. In the back. Come here. You in the glasses. Yes. Quickly. I'm not promising that I'll pray for everybody, but I am doing my best. What's your name? Hi, Helen. Lift up your hands. Ah, Jesus. I heard the Lord say, get ready, because I'm longing to bring an encounter to those in whom you love. I literally felt an illumination of God's presence. I heard the Lord say, to tell you, Helen, that I will be the catalyst to your water. And he says, and I will cause your family to rise to a brand new day. And he says, when the water turns into a vapor, it rises, it goes to a cloud. And I saw the Lord say these words. He said, tell her that I'm blowing upon the clouds, and I'm setting them in position, and I'm about to cause it to rain. He says, but it's not a rain. He says, in the natural. He says, it's a rain by the Spirit that's going to cause the blessing of the Lord to come over your household. He says, continue to pray. And as I seed these clouds, he said, the seeds of life will begin to sprout in your family. And the days of dryness, and the days of unforgiveness, and the days where those that you know have been bitter will be turned in a moment towards the things of heaven. God, I literally saw the clouds break and the sun shine. And I saw the seeds, and your family was called to be sunflowers. And I heard the Lord say, as the clouds part and the sun shine, the sunflower reaches towards the heavens. The Lord says, your family is about to reach towards the heaven. This is my prophetic promise to you, says the Spirit of God. Tell me your name. Hi, Mandy. This is what I hear the Spirit of God saying. I'm about to renew your eyes and cause you to see in a new way. For some reason, when you've looked at life, you've seen it through the eyes of disappointment, through the eyes of sadness. You have viewed things that have been taken. But the Lord says, today, I'm going to bring clarity to your sight, and you're going to begin to see, not by what is lost, but what you've retained. The Lord says, have I not been merciful? Have I not been favorful? Have I not been gracious and graceful? The Lord says, and through these eyes, you're going to begin to see others, and out of it, you will see the gem that's hidden in them, but it's covered by their frustration. And as you send a prayer, as you pray, even quietly to yourself, and even as you think on your friends, I will begin to remove the shackles, the burdens. I will remove the overburden, the thing that's been laying on them heavy. I will clear it away, and they will see with clarity the dawning of a brand new day, because you are a word of hope, a messenger that will speak life. You are a word of encouragement that will be spoken in season. And he says, today I bring this clarity to you to give to others, and I release it upon your heart for the work that I set before you, says the Spirit of God. I'm telling you, this is a day of change. Yes, Lord. There's one little thing that I'm going to just speak to. And when I saw was something that was disgruntled in you, and out of that disgruntledness, arrows were coming out of you. Like bows and arrows were coming out of you. And I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, I didn't put anything in you to hurt. I put everything in you to bring life. But there are some things that you've digested, and it's pain. And you don't mean to, but out of it, sometimes your mind thinks, and out of your belly comes these thoughts that are like arrows or daggers, and they cut, they hurt. And God says, I'm taking these out of you. And He says, and the only thing that will remain is the goodness of God. He says, your whole thought process is about to change. Your life is about to be radically renewed, and your love for me is about to go to a new place. For I remove that pain, and I bring you into the power of a brand new day. Make sense? Father, these young people have suffered so many losses because of this virus. But Father, don't let her fear the virus. And don't let this circumstance make what is beautiful bitter. I call bittersweet today. And even as you took, even as you took the tree and threw it into the bitter water for the nation, you'll do it for her. And I thank you. The only thing that will come out of this spring will be fresh.
Hallelujah.
I release healing into her. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Who else was it? Okay, you two come.
往前一点.
And they got to want it. There's nothing harder to do than to minister to someone who doesn't want to hear what God has. I can do it because I have an ability. But I'd rather flow out of presence than just out of a gift.
Amen.
Here He comes. I heard the Lord say, I'm about to step forward on your behalf. And I was taken to the story of 1 Samuel 17, the story of Goliath presenting himself for 40 days and 40 nights, challenging someone to fight. I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, I'm sending the David before you. Because you are not meant to be in fear nor be filled with dismay or sorrow. He says, but I will cause a shout to come because the enemy that stood before you will be no more. I am sending a David on your behalf to remove the Goliath, but I will cause you to raise up with a great shout, and I will cause you to run forward, and I will cause you to step into new lands. The Lord says, this day I've heard your cry, and I'm sending answers. The Lord says, the things that have stood before a family will be removed. I will bring it down, but I will cause a shout to rise up within a people, and they will cross over into a new land. I heard the Spirit of God say these words, the very walls that you built to protect yourself, I will begin to disassemble. I won't just destroy them, for I will repurpose them. And I heard the Lord say, in the repurposing of these bricks, He said, I will make a bridge, and I will cause what has been divided to now have a place to cross over. For I am the God of unification, the God that heals and restores all things. And He says, if you would allow me, He said, I would take the things that you built to protect yourself, and I would use it as a bridge to help you cross over to those that have need of you, but you also have need of them, and I will cause unity. The Spirit of the Lord says, today, I am the way over the island.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
I don't need you guys to pull everybody up, because that takes away from the authenticity of me flowing in the Holy Spirit. Okay? So I know that everybody wants a word, and I'm doing my very best, but please don't just come up, because this is holy. This is sacred to me. I don't just do this. I'm not a show. What I am is a man of God. And just allow me to just call and ask. Because when I ask and you haven't been prayed for, I'm doing my very best to pray for you. All you got to do is raise your hand and then I'll bring you up. Because there's no order. I'm a guy of order, okay?
我是一个有计划的人，我会叫人来，OK。因为那个蒋老师，你还是先坐下来，等一下。
I heard the Lord say these words. I'm changing your name to Victorious. You are a mother to nations. From Sarai to Sarah, I'm changing your name to Victorious. I am causing my goodness to come over you. See, when the name was changed from Sarai to Sarah, that ha, the breath of God, is what brought forth change. And he says, what's going to bring change to the nations is my breath. And I put it on you for an hour a day and a time such as this, says the Spirit of God. Okay, where did that young man go? You were next.
It's Daniel.
What's your name? Hi, Daniel. Just lift up your hands. Your name means to judge. But I heard the Lord say, the judgment that I've placed in you is to judge in the favor of those that see no hope in them. You are a vessel of life. And when a judge puts down the gavel, it means to make difficult decisions. You're going to help friends and others that can't make up their minds. You're going to help them make the right decision, the God decisions. You will be a voice that God will use to help people resolve their crisis and come into understanding. I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, I have filled you with wisdom. Like Daniel's friends, you have been set apart, and you will see the great counsel of God open up to you, and out of heaven wisdom will speak, and as it comes over you, it will flow through you to give unto another to bring them into the place of life. For surely my countenance resides upon you, says the Spirit of God. Okay, if I have not prayed for you, just raise your hand. Here, here, and there. So here, here, and there. Yes. Right here. Right here. Yes, that's good. Tell me your name. Hi, Phoebe. This is what I heard the Spirit of the Lord say. He said, I am chasing away everything that has haunted you. And when I say haunted, I mean tormented. And I heard the Spirit of God say, nothing will cause fear in your life anymore. I have seen an oppression sit on your chest. I've seen fear sit on your mind, and I've seen weights on your shoulders. But I heard the Lord say, today, it's gone. And I saw the hand of God lift the burden. He said, take up my spirit, for it is light, and take up my yoke, for it is easy. He said, today I come to renew your mind and set you at liberty. For you have been in a wrestling over this last 27 months, almost 2.5 years, and I heard the Lord saying, this wrestling is coming to an end, and I'm bringing you to a place of victory. The Lord says, I am ending your frustrations, and I'm ending your disappointments. I'm removing your sorrows, and I'm bringing you to the place of life. Remember when Jesus came to the fig tree and it had nothing? That day, Jesus cursed the tree, but he didn't just curse the tree. He cursed the spirit of disappointment, and I hear the Spirit of God say, I curse all disappointment that has been in your life over this last season, and I say it will bear no more fruit.
Amen.
This is what I heard the Spirit of God say. He says, you are a voice that prays peace. He says, you are a voice that declares love. You are a hand of mercy and a hand of grace. And what you are in the scripture, God took me to when Joseph was in prison, he met two men, a butler and a baker. And the Lord says, you are a butler. He says, the butler is the one that gave the cup unto Pharaoh in which he drank. The Lord says, you are a cup of a new covenant. You are a cup of refreshment. And the Lord says, and your gifting is this. He says, your gift will be to remember who's been forgotten. And as you remember it, you restore them to a place of honor. Even as the butler forgot, then he remembered. Joseph was restored, and then he took a seat of honor. I hear the Spirit of God saying, I am gonna cause you to connect people to their next assignment. The butler, without being in Joseph's life, Joseph would have never met Pharaoh. You are the butler. You are the step that will help promote people to a next place because of the grace that is on you. God says, get ready, because I will cause you to know what to do. I will cause you to know what to say, and I will do the rest. He says, my favor is upon you to favor Zion, says the Spirit of the Lord. Tell me your name. Jean. Okay. Just lift up your hands. I heard the Lord say, X marks the spot. Dig here. And I heard the Lord say, I'm going to cause you to mine the treasures out of dark places. I'm going to show you where to evangelize and whom to speak to. And as you begin to open your mouth, I see hearts being touched and changed, because you see not the coal, you see the gold. You don't see the covered vessel, you see the shiny one. And God says, I will use you as a harvester of souls. I don't know why, but I see nations that you pray for. I see you as an intercessor, one that will give birth to things in the realm of the Spirit. And even greater, you will cause hell to give up souls. And God says, souls will be mightily saved by the prayers in which you pray. The Lord says, get ready, because I'll wake you up in the midnight hours, and I'll cause you to cry out for Taiwan. I will cause you to cry out for Burma. I will cause you to cry out for foreign lands. I literally see Malaysia and Singapore, China. I see all these different nations that you're crying out for. And God says, I'll bring a revival, a move of the suddenly, and their lives will be changed. I just release it upon you. It says, the Spirit of God, I'm telling you, I saw that. Who else? Come quickly. Who else?
Yeah. She's the intercessor for nations.
Amen. I felt it.
Yes.
I heard God say it. What's your name, sir?
Alex.
Hi, Alex. I don't know why, but when I saw you coming up, I saw your hand on the mast, like driving a ship, a great ship. And I heard the Lord say, I am your captain. And he says, and my hands are upon your hands, and you're going to help steer people into the promise and out of the storm. He says, a great captain always goes with his ship. And he says, son, you have went with me through the good and the bad, and you have not changed your heart towards me. And the Lord says, the days of trouble are over. The times of trials are now set behind you, and the days of liberty are set before you. And he says, the things that I promised you even 10 and 12 years ago are about to come to pass. This is the season of the suddenlies, a sudden change to a more favorable situation. He says, I'm going to cause your eyes to grab hold of the promises, and like a pit bull on a pork chop, you won't let them go until you see them in fruition. The Lord says, you're a man of prayer and a man of the word, but even greater, you're a man of worship, and your worship has just opened a brand new porthole of favor, grace, and blessing to release you into all that I've promised, says the Spirit of God. I'm telling you, get ready. What's your name? Hi, Bethany. I just pray and decree over Bethany that she would be the carrier of a new song. That she wouldn't be one that is quiet or meek, not even just gentle, but she would be one that roars like a mighty lion. Lord, there is a sound that is harnessed in her that has not yet come out. But Lord, when she steps into this level of maturity that I see her like the righteous, bold as a lion. I see things coming forth from her that if she would look upon her youth and say, that has to be God. I hear the Lord saying, I will use you as an instrument of war. I will use you as an instrument of blessing. I will use you as a vessel of honor, and you will bring many into my kingdom. For for surely my grace is upon you. And he says, and I have put favor over what you do. He says, you're a difference maker. Even on the inside of you, there is many quiet notes, and these notes will be written to many, and they will encourage the broken. The Spirit of the Lord says, I have put the spirit of prophecy and edification and comfort in your mouth, and you will speak words that will bring life and light to those that are around you, and their worlds will be changed by my goodness that I placed in you, says the Spirit of God. Amen. That's good stuff. Who else have I not prayed for? Just raise your hand. Come. See? Anyone else that I have not prayed for? Are you my last one?
No, I am the last one.
Okay, then.
I haven't been praying.
All right, then. Anybody else? This is the last time I'm saying it.
And then and my wife.
Okay. Okay, well, you guys get up next. Here you go. What's your name? Sue. Huh. Can you give me a little bit room behind her, Tiffany? I got to do this. Just stay right there. I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, this is the season where I'm undoing things. I'm unwinding things. He says, I'm removing things. Don't you remember, even as it was in John chapter 11, I rolled away the stone, and then I called Lazarus forth. He says, this is your calling forth moment, but the Lord says, I'm preparing you for the new day. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, come forth in the power and the might that I've called you to. And he says, even as I said to Lazarus, death clothes loose them. There are some things that have tried to attach to keep you from rising. But the Lord says, this is your day to more than arise. It's your day to soar. For I am the wind beneath your wings, and I'm about to change the way you view things. He said, like Zacchaeus who climbed up the sycamore tree, he saw from above. Like an eagle, when the wind gets beneath his wings, it causes him to be pushed higher. So shall you see from above and not beneath. And from the high place you will begin to speak words of life, and it will bring liberty to those who are you'll speak life from above to those that are in a beneath season and cause them to rise up. For surely I have lifted you, and you shall see above the things that once ruled over you, but now you'll see from over it. I have given dominion unto you, and I have released you into a season of favor and breakthrough and blessing, says the Spirit of God. Man, that's a good word. Okay, Pastor. First, I want to say thank you for having me come and to be able to share with your flock and your people. I'm so honored and blessed to come. But I will say this, your people, not only are they hungry, he said they're positioned. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, I'm positioning your house for favor and breakthrough. Amen. But this is the day of encounters. I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, get ready, because the very essence of what I preached, I deposited on your altar. He said, this house will be an altar of good news. He said, I changed the name of this altar, and I call it Besor. Besor in Hebrew means good news, to preach and proclaim. And I hear the Spirit of God saying, from this altar, when people come to it on a bended knee, when people come to it to receive prayer, they will come to a place called good news. They will leave refreshed, healed, changed, and delivered. For the Spirit of God shall come and bring an encounter. For you believe in old-fashioned prayer. You believe in revival prayer. You believe in prayer for the nations, for the city, for government, for officials. And the Lord says that prayer shakes things. He said, I put a prayer and an authority in this ministry to shake things. The Lord says, O daughter of Zion, know that I am with you. He says, you are a carrier of goodness and mercy. He says, you are a voice that makes a difference. He says, you are one that is strong in heart, but full of glory in your spirit. He says, you will open your mouth and you will cause the heart of a people to rally. The Lord says, when you say assemble, people gather. When you put a cry out to pray, people will gather with you. The Lord says, you are a trumpet that is like the long blast of the shofar. And when the shofar goes off, it gathers people. God says, you carry a voice that gathers people from different places and realms and regions to come into unification. And as they come and dwell dwell and unify. Great is the glory that is released by my Spirit. God says, get ready, for you are a sound of agreement. You are a sound that brings unification. You are a sound that helps release my glory into the atmosphere. He said, I pour this favor upon you to gather my people and to see a city changed by my Spirit, says the Lord. I'm telling you. I feel the goodness of God. I felt the presence of God in this house. Come on, why don't you put your hands together, give God a hand clap and a praise. Come on, you are not a quiet people. Can I tell you? I'll never forget, I went to Taiwan and they told me, you know, Prophet Rob, you know, I know you like to shout and you like people to be vibrant, but the Asian people are not that way. And I said, that is the biggest lie that I've ever heard. Who told you you had to be docile and quiet? The world. But my Bible tells me, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Come on. How many of you have a praise in you? Come on. If you have a shout of praise, why don't you let it out? Someone say, yes! See, that's not a quiet people. That's a people of power. That's a people of authority. You have the right to change. I'm telling you, I have preached all over. I've been to more Asian nations than any nations in my life. I have had the privilege of preaching on places like Mount Meru, prayer nation, prayer mountain for all nations. I had the privilege of preaching in Malaysia, Vietnam, Taiwan, Indonesia. I have preached in more Borneo. I have preached in some crazy places in Asia, and I have eaten some of the craziest, most delicious, wonderful seafood in my life. But I'll tell you what, I do all the things that I do because not only do I love the nation of the world, but I love who God sends me to. And so I just want to tell you that I'm grateful for the opportunity to come and be able to release the word of the Lord. I pray that you are blessed, strengthened, and encouraged. Please find me on YouTube and Facebook or Twitter or Instagram.
Amen.
Hit that like and subscribe button. Help us share the gospel. You know someone that needs a message, a word of encouragement, someone that could afford to hear the message that I preach, the message of the kingdom, to see a life changed.
Amen.
If you would just share some of our posts, those of your friends that don't know me will have a chance to be introduced to it. And you know what it costs you? About 2 seconds of time. You can sow a digital seed and help LNDG Ministries change the world. Amen? Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. 谢谢我们, Pastor Rob. I would rather have you to come to our church. Of course, you know. Social media is good, but
that's just to be encouraged.
Yes, but how many people want to see Pastor Rob again? Yay! Hallelujah! Do you get the blessing? 你今天有得到祝福吗? 有得到的举手? Amen. So these are the people raising hand. They said they get the blessing today. Hallelujah! So thanks, Pastor Bob, Rob again, and so let's do a closing prayer, okay? Hallelujah, 主耶稣我们感恩, 我求主祝福我们, 主耶稣宝血洁净, 让我们完全在你的宝血遮盖之下, 我求主带领我们, 祝福我们每一位, 我们今天领受到的预言, 主我们盼望它很快在我们生命当中实现, 奉耶稣基督的主耶稣, 我今天开始就不一样了。 Amen. We have this special encounter with Jesus Christ. 我们真的每一个人都跟神有一个个人的遇见主的时刻，在我们感恩，今天每一个人都领受到他的祝福， 领受到他对我们每一个人说的情况。 我们盼望我们每一个人进入到神为我们设的命定当中。 Amen. Hallelujah. 我们再一次感谢我们的阿爸父，感谢我们的主耶稣，感谢我们圣灵在我们当中。 Hallelujah. 谢谢耶稣。 哈利路亚，感谢主，哈利路亚，愿天父的慈爱，主耶稣基督的救赎，圣灵的感动，常与我们弟兄姐妹同在，从今直到永远永远。阿们，谢谢大家， God bless you guys。